everybody. We made it. Thank goodness. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got Jim Santel closing out the hour with me. Don't forget you can find him Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Wanted to give a little love to one of our callers, Joe from Madison. Say hi to Jim. What you got for us this afternoon?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. I'm asking a question that's a little bit tangential, but I think it's part of this whole discussion, and it has to do with immigration and ICE raids. I'm thinking about the example that happened this week with the Justice Dugan out of Milwaukee, who, as I understand it, faces the felony charge of obstruction for they claim that she was showing an immigrant in her courtroom how to leave, and this constitutes obstruction and what she was charged with, that felony. My question is this: the entertainer Kid Rock, who's a good pal of Donald Trump and has been photographed in his office and all, had there were ICE raids that were happening in Nashville where he has some restaurants. And apparently, one of the sources said that his staff was told, anyone without legal status is asked to go home. And the reason being that they didn't want ICE raids in their restaurants. My question for you is that obstruction? You know that there's going to be ICE raids, so you close your restaurant and tell your undocumented people to go home because, I mean, you don't want to lose them as employees, or you don't want this up or happening or whatever. Isn't that obstruction? So
it depends on how far out the circle gets drawn, doesn't
right.
it, Joe? What I will say very clearly is that Kid Rock's restaurant in Nashville is not protected by the 10th Amendment. Lots of discussion to come on that. I am watching that case very closely. Please keep it locked right here, Joe. We will continue to bring you updates on Judge Dugan's case. In fact, we will have some of those updates right after the top of the hour. Jim, wanted to give you a shot. Please tell people why Justice Souter is such an important role model for attorneys, judges, and regular everyday people alike.
Here's a guy who is, again, nominated by George H.W. Bush. He's assumed to be a conservative justice, anticipating he's going to take the bench. We're going to overrule Roe versus Wade. And what does he do when he's on the bench? Maggie, you and I know this. Everybody else does, too. He is his own person. And by that, he means he applies the law to the facts. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to follow the agenda of any particular party. Ends up doing a number of things that, again, earn him this No More Souters title from the conservatives. In the Casey case, he sides with those who, including Sandra Day O'Connor, who support the right to an abortion, surprising people, and he articulates that in a way. He talks about stare decisis. This is the way the world has been. Let's not upset it. Bush versus Gore. He is horrified that the panel takes the case on, stops the voting in Florida because of the justice behind it. He is a man who stands, again, for the independence of the judiciary, and somebody who's bringing thoughtfulness to the work that he does. Fled Washington, D.C. at the young age of 69 to get out of there, went back to New Hampshire. He has this great commitment to civics and the importance of understanding how government works. He is an icon in American history, often overlooked.
Thanks so much. That's U.S. Attorney, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We're now going to turn to one of my favorite guests every week, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Welcome, Terry. What you got for us this afternoon?
Ah, hello, Maggie. This will give you hope again. I recently talked with a gentleman who has a new book out, and the book is called Wisconsin Heroes, 100 People Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. I'm talking about author Dean Robbins. I had so much fun discussing this book with him. Amazing stories he found of all types of heroes in action, and almost all of them are either from Wisconsin or have a great story tied to Wisconsin that will certainly make you smile. So when I talked to him, I did ask him, you know, why did you write this book? What does this mean to you? He told me about this, including one of his favorite heroes. Let's take a listen.
People like Harry Houdini, and became fascinated with him. I had my sister tie up my wrists and my ankles with bandanas so that I could wriggle out of them the way Houdini had wriggled out of straitjackets.
You're brave.
Well, it wasn't that hard. Probably harder for Houdini. It went on and on and on. I just fell in love with one heroic figure after another. Artists and activists and athletes and scientists. And I always had a strong interest in getting other people emotionally invested in them too. I just want my heroes to be your heroes. And to me, the best way to do that is through storytelling.
I'm so curious about your favorite. Do you have one or can you even choose one, Dean?
I'm a huge music fan. I love Elvis Presley. And there's a little known Elvis story. It's really one of my favorites. This is 1977. He was booked to play at the Coliseum in Madison 2 months before his death. And he was just bottoming out with despair and depression. He was still wearing his sparkly blue jumpsuit from a concert that night in Des Moines when he landed at the airport late at night in Madison. He was in a limousine going to his hotel for the concert the next day, and he was stopped at an intersection, and a young gas station attendant was being attacked by a gang of bullies. Maybe for the last time ever, something stirred in Elvis. And he said, "I can't let this happen." And he flung open the car door over his bodyguard's strenuous objections, and he strode off toward the attackers, throwing karate kicks and saying, "I'll take you on." He's wearing this sparkly blue jumpsuit, throwing karate kicks. I mean, it was a spectacle. And it was obviously Elvis Presley. Well, they ran. So Elvis had saved the day, the last miracle of his life.
Maggie, we need more Elvis these days.
We all need a little Elvis in a sparkly blue jumpsuit coming in to save the day. I'll take my heroes in
To save
whatever form
America,
they
right?
come. That's right. Folks, that's Terry Barr, my good friend and colleague in broadcasting here at Civic Media. You can find her every Friday with you and me for a little bit of what's good, local, and overlooked. Thanks to Terry. Thanks to James. Thanks to all of you. I'll be back at the top of the hour with breaking news of the day. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.